Keep on walking. Keep
Thank you.
on walking. One of my special highlights every day is my walk on the meditation path in the morning. It's still dark when I start walking, but it's very pleasant because the temperature is pleasant and I feel just very good when I start walking. And the other day, when I walked to my special path, my inner path, as I call it, the enchanted path, the romantic path, it's just a gorgeous piece of path in the middle of trees and bushes, and it's very, very special. And as I turned the corner into that path, I thought to myself, I felt it, that's right, yeah, I felt somebody is on this path. I just felt it. And naturally I thought, well, it must be some Mexican guys or, you know, somebody like that, or some, how they call them, foreign the travelers, not the backpacks anymore, international travelers, or something like that, yes, an international traveler, and I just switched on my flashlight immediately. I thought, I don't want to get a chance that they don't see that somebody is out there. And well, it was a few minutes later that I met Herb on that path, on the enchanted path, on the romantic path, and I thought to myself, and I thought to myself, that's actually a good lesson. You felt that there was somebody on that path and you had somehow an anticipation, and it wasn't entirely altogether 100% positive. There was some little doubt in there that it, you know, that it could be an unpleasant meeting. Not unpleasant in the sense of that something would happen to me, but unpleasant just because it's strange to meet people
unfamiliar
to me in the night. And it just woke me up to the fact that I just need to be so careful what I'm thinking about, what I give attention when I feel something. I mean, to have a psychic ability to sense something is one thing, and what I do with it is another thing, because as Herb just mentioned in his talk before, I can always, and I always should also, immediately surround myself with my pure white light of love and all circumstances, and that's just what it is, and that's what I do with a psychic feeling that I have. And when I was now thinking about it, I remember also when I was a young girl of 16, and my sister and I were in our French year in Sion, you know, that young girls from Switzerland, from the German part of Switzerland do that. They go for a year into the French part to learn French, which is actually a very, very good idea. Anyhow, she was a year younger than I, and she was very fearful of walking in the dark. And she asked me, whenever we went out in the evening, to walk her home. And I walked her home, although she lived at the other end of town, and it was far out for me. But I walked her home because she was my sister and I loved her, and I still do. And then I had to walk home myself, and because I was then rather late already, I always took a shortcut through a big park, very, very lonely park. And it happened to me one evening when I walked through there, in the middle there, I was suddenly surrounded by 5 or 6 young men who made a circle around me. That was the time when gangs started to build in Switzerland, and they called them Halbstarken, the Half Strong. I don't know where they got that name from, Half Strong. anyhow, I was there circled by these young men, and they had put their arms into each other, so there was no escape. I was in the middle there, and they just made like a wall around me. And I just now know with my feeling, I wasn't afraid at all, because I had in my imagination, in my consciousness, no picture of what that meant or what consequences that could have or what they could do to me. I just looked at them and I said, let me pass. And they laughed and just made the circle a little bit tighter. And I, with sudden determination, just went between two guys and separated their arms and said, you let me go. And I just walked out. They just let go so easily. I walked out and continued my way. And there was nobody inside. There are no houses there. And they could have followed me very easily, but they let me go because I was so free of anything negative that could happen to me. I was so fearless and so still in tune with myself and in charge of myself. And I thought that's what I am now too. But I'm a little bit like Herb said this morning in his talk. You know, as an adult, you start to know things. You start to know consequences of things. You have put some knowledge in the consciousness, and it's so different because as a child or as a young woman or a young girl, I'm just totally innocent, because an innocence to me means I don't have anything negative in my consciousness. I just don't know that this could be a negative situation. It's just something that I do not choose to experience, and so I just walk out of it, and that's it, period. And I never thought of it anymore, but it reminds me how I can be in charge, how I can be in charge on a walk over our property. And this morning it was different. It was different because there was the moonlight was out. The moon was out, and strange enough, when I went to the gymnasium in the morning, the moon was out up on the sky. But when I walked out of the gymnasium, it was hidden behind the mountain. Well, I walked up on to the throne on the Om Pass, on the upper Om Pass, and while I was sitting on the throne there, the moon was there, nicely embedded there in the fold between two mountains. There it was warm and gentle and bright and illumined, and it felt so good. It felt so warm, and I thought, that's for me. I love the moonlight. I just love it. It's such a gentle light, such a loving light, and I thought to myself, that's what the human divine love represents for me, this loving, gentle warmth. And I just bathed in it for a moment. But you know, the symbol of it was that when I walked down again, the moon again was hidden behind the mountain. I thought, you see, the higher I go, the more light I see. And I with higher, I don't mean an altitude, but it means a state of consciousness, thoughts that are illumined, thoughts that are pure. And that's like with the sun for me. You see, the moon represents that human divine love to me, this gentleness. And the sun represents for me that spiritual illumination, that spiritual understanding, that illumining of that human divine self that I am, that I understand myself as a human divine being in the spiritual reality that I am. And the sun is bright and clear, and the light is not in a way gentle, it's very, very powerful. And that's what my spiritual reality is, very, very powerful. And well, you see, this is what comes up when I walk this property. These are symbols that are very strong in my consciousness, and it's fun. It's fun to find symbols like that in my everyday adventures. And I just can only say, I keep on walking that path to express my divine human beingness in the spiritual sun from within myself. And my path is always illumined, and my consciousness is pure, just like yours and everybody's. And so it is, and I love you.